Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Oh, yes. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Before I start off on the first monologue, second hour of the show, we're going to be joined by Gun Rights Examiner, War on Guns blogger, David Kodria. We're going to talk about Glenn Beck. We're going to talk about Grover Norquist and the NRA, that weird trifecta that is. And we're going to talk about B. Todd Jones, because David knew about it before anybody else did. That coming up next hour. Now, it can honestly be said that for you and me, and this both, and you've got to understand, there's two categories that I consider of gun carriers in the United States. There are the defenders, and the defenders, for the most part, these are the ones that you would find carrying the new single stack Glock 43, and they're carrying a gun because they just want to be able to defend themselves. Then there's people like me. I don't know if this delusions of grandeur or not. I was talking with Eric Utrecht about this last night, and we were asking each other this question: if we were in a place like a shopping mall, and a Westgate Mall type attack started in the shopping mall, and we had the tools in the car to fight the fight, once we made it to the car where we were safe, do we have it in us to simply sit back and, do we have it in us just to sit back and say, well, I'm safe, my family's safe, and that's the best I can do? This is the conundrum that the military veteran / law enforcement veteran would face, because this is the kind of thing where, has been ingrained in us. No matter how old we are, that's where the delusions of grandeur part comes in, by the way. Because at a certain point, we become, when you're believing legend versus fact, at my age, it becomes legend. Sometimes it's better just to believe that part of it. But do I have it in me? I don't know. So anyway, having said all that, which has nothing to do with what we're talking about, as gun carriers in the United States, as believers in self-defense, we're sort of ambassadors to a certain degree. And all of a sudden, well, not all of a sudden, but it's interesting to watch how the ambassadors get targeted throughout the fruited plain. We become targets for, the mobs demanding attention. Now, most of the ones that they're targeting right now, I'm a concealed carrier because that's the only choice I got in the state in which I live. But there's some people that want to open carry. And in the Constitution, in the Second Amendment, there is no distinction between the two. So I'm down with them. They want open carry. They have the right to do so. They should have the right to do so. Every state in the Union, except mine and a few others, has some provision for that. And yet they get targeted. The mobs demand have gone to businesses and asked them to kick these people out for no other reason than they're carrying a gun. They've made swatting an idea. An agenda piece, if you will. Rabid anti-gun radio host Mike Malloy, who I would really love to meet and debate over this, has said on his radio show that if he saw somebody carrying a gun, he would yell, make false claims, call 911, and hope that the gun carrier gets killed by the police when they exit the store for no other reason than they were, you know, they're doing the same thing he's doing, executing his First Amendment right. Of course, you know, he's being an idiot. In some cases, that has happened, where regular law-abiding people have been swatted, if you will. Costco. A loss prevention store employee in Costco noticed Eric Scott with a gun concealed. It showed. The manager of the store left it, gave him permission to finish his shopping trip and check out and everything. You know, it is a manager, it is a membership store and everything, so you don't want to really make things look too bad on something like that. But the loss prevention store employee escalated the situation and called the police anyway. A few minutes after he did that, Eric Scott was dead outside of the Costco store, being killed by a police officer as he was walking to his car. For no other reason than he was carrying a gun and he was shopping in Costco. Beaver Creek, Ohio, Walmart. Shopper there. Young black man with a BB gun shot and killed because somebody swatted him. Ronald Ritchie, to be exact. Ann Arbor, Michigan. Josh Wade wearing his gun openly and lawfully at a concert, a high school concert. We got people standing up screaming, "There's a gun here! There's a gun here!" And then, last week, in a refreshing moment of clarity, in the Maryland State Senate, you have Maryland State Police Commander Jack McCauley that stated that the average experience of a police officer in the state of Maryland is 18 months. That may be nationwide, who knows. But he also said that he was trained and schooled by the Second Amendment followers. And he was wrong. He stated that. He was wrong. His job used to be going after these guys. After you and me. We that carry guns, we're not looking for trouble. As a rule. If you are carrying a gun and you go looking for trouble, and I can give you two examples of people that went looking for trouble. That mother in Las Vegas. Was it Las Vegas where she went after the guy that... In a road rage incident, she got shot for her trouble. She got her armed son to go with her. And George Zimmerman. George Zimmerman, when he got out of his truck, he went looking for trouble. That didn't make a self-defense case any less of a self-defense case, but it was a bad move. For the most of us, though, we're not looking for trouble. Most of us don't have bad experiences with law enforcement. Most of us don't have any experiences with law enforcement, whether we're open carrying or concealed carrying, and we need to keep this in mind. Law enforcement has a job to do. Their job is to figure out if crime is happening, if they see it happening. Otherwise, they are reacting to it. They're getting called after it's occurred. They go to it. They bring the chalk. They bring the tape. That's how it works. If somebody makes a false claim against us, like in the case of Eric Jones, it gets us killed. Well, there's not a whole lot we can do about that. But let's keep in mind what we are. We're carrying guns because we know that we're the first responders in any case. And we're only doing it for our protection, the protection of the ones around us that we care about. And for the rest of these, we're just going to have to deal with these guys. And one day, you know what makes me wonder about these gun grabber types? Is this idea, and they know the answer to this, okay? They know the answer to this. This is why they're so vile. They're vile because we know we're decent human beings. We're not going to give in to our base instincts and turn on them. But when you're dealing with humans, gun grabbers, when you're dealing with humans and you push them to a point, there's always that to consider, that you may push them to the point to where they simply feel like they have no other place to go. And I guess it's up to you to do that math, do that calculation. One of the reasons I call the show what I do is it can be rhetorical or it can be literal. You can choose. I'll let you make that choice. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Like I said, I was talking with Eric Utrecht about some things yesterday. He's going to join us again tomorrow. One of the things that I'm going to start doing, simply because it will make it a little easier, in a real world, it would be very, very difficult to engage multiple armed opponents as a single shooter. active shooter incidents, while small in number, continue to make headlines worldwide. And on a worldwide basis, they're now becoming group activities. Now, a lot of people say that each incident is a lesson for law enforcement response. And to a degree, I have to agree, especially in France. France, you guys need to have no unarmed police officers anymore, ever. And police have gotten better. Police have gotten better. If you look at Columbine and then you look everywhere forward, you see that they've gotten better. They don't wait like they used to. However, the civilian community is what is impacted. And the civilian community, to a very large degree, is the sole target of the active shooter incident, no matter what the age. So if you look at Columbine and Virginia Tech, Fort Hood, Beslan, Mumbai, and many others, you learn that it's directed at civilians. So knowing this, here's my question, okay? And, you know, I don't want to run anybody out of business, and I don't want to denigrate you at all if this is what you're carrying. Because some people, it's more of an issue of what they can carry, what they can afford to carry, whatever it is. I don't know. Knowing these things, why would you carry a weapon that is going to run dry with 7 rounds, or it's going to run dry and you don't have a spare magazine, or, you know, why would you not go out? If you're going to take the trouble to carry a gun, okay, if you're going to take the trouble to carry a gun, why would you not have it set up to where you can reconstitute at least twice? And that means 2 spare magazines. We are limited to handguns. In most cases, we are limited to handguns. Being limited to a handgun and then being limited to 5 shots or to 7 shots or to whatever is, to me, it's insanity. Now, we in the civilian community, we have to learn from these incidents. Law enforcement has an obligation to plan, equip, and train to counter the active shooter. We don't have that obligation, although it behooves us to. The active shooter doesn't require any sort of caveat where he has to wait on law enforcement to respond to him before he starts. The active shooter requires an immediate defense of life, an immediate action. A singular law enforcement officer who may be on site, or me or you who may be on site, we don't have the luxury of waiting for the arrival of SWAT teams if we're in their field of fire. SWAT is something that has to be assembled. They have to get a plan together. This is small unit tactics at its best. At its worst, it's a bunch of guys that signed up to be on the SWAT team. And I don't know where it falls in between. I'm sure there's some gray area in between. But I say that you and I have an obligation to defend ourselves and our families. And we need to be prepared to counter an active shooter. One of the things I keep hearing is that when the police show up, there's a chance you're going to become the target. And I've looked, and I haven't seen any Good Samaritans getting shot. But there is a risk, of course. And the civilian responder is exposed to a greater risk than law enforcement. The civilian is at risk from the active shooter, who he is engaged immediately. And then, because they're running up on it, and they're looking for, quote-unquote, shooters, police are going to see you. They're going to see you. And you know, getting out there as concealed carry continues to proliferate, the other thing to consider is there may be other people like you out there responding. So you've got to have it wired. You've got to have yourself wired tight. For the uniformed first responder that's driving to the scene of the action, they've got one message. Man with a gun shooting people. They get on the scene that the adrenaline is dumping all over the place. Their hands are clutched into claws. They're running. They have tunnel vision. Their breathing is elevated. They hear the shots. They hear the screams. You, the Good Samaritan, they see you running with a gun. Are you going to get challenged or are you going to get shot? Lately, you've been getting shot without even having the gun out, ask Eric Jones. If you get challenged, are you going to have the wherewithal not to turn facing them with the gun in your hand? If you do point the gun, you will more than likely be shot without hesitation. My plan is simple. When I see a gun pointed at me, and we're going to continue this through the break, when I see a gun pointed at me, I'm hunting cover. If it's the police pointing a gun at me, I can get behind cover and I can yell at them, I am a civilian concealed carrier. Your target is at your 12 o'clock position or your 3 o'clock or your 9 o'clock position. And I'm not going to shoot at them. Even though there's no such thing as friendly fire, I'm not going to shoot at the cops if they start shooting at me. But I'm going to be hunting cover. I'm not going to, the worst thing you can do is freeze. And the very best I can hope for is that the officers that are responding have had very realistic training and know how to deal with these kind of things. There's some companies that make things that you can see in South Carolina, for example, we can't wear anything on the outside of our clothing identifying us as a concealed carry permit holder. I think that's a shortcoming. In some states you can. I don't know exactly what the details are because I live in South Carolina. But I think there should be some form of identification for it. And, you know, for those that say, well, Bill, that sort of takes away the whole thing for concealed carry, doesn't it? Well, I'm not so sure concealed carry is the best way to go. It's the best way to go for the sensitive. I don't want to see your gun. It offends my sensibilities. Well, that's fine. Your whining offends mine. Your obvious inability to be self-reliant offends mine. But that's all beside the point. Shut up. You know, that's who it benefits. Concealed carry benefits the sensitive. The ones that don't want to hear the voices. Which, it just cracks me up. But we'll continue this on the way through. And we'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cube.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katy Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katyarmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I made it sound like you just couldn't wait to do that, didn't I? Sorry about that. We are talking about the active shooter incident. And I think when you're training for self-defense, and this is, I'm waiting to see if it actually goes in this general direction. But I think if you try to train to deal with multiple opponents, that dealing with a singular opponent may be a little easier. I'm not sure. I haven't been talked with enough trainers about this yet. Now, John Nicolette, Ph.D., has conducted a study of 35 active shooter incidents during 2012. And he brought the study, the results of his study out in something called the Detection and Disruption of Insider/Outsider Perpetrated Violence. And we found this. The average active shooter incident lasts 12 minutes. 37% of them they are shorter than 5 minutes. 49% of attackers committed suicide, 34% were arrested, and 17% were killed. 51% of the attacks studied occurred in the workplace. 17% occurred in a school, 17% occurred in a public place, and 6% occurred in a religious establishment. So, shopping malls and schools, while they are equally attractive to active shooter types, this is not where most of these things happen. Most of this is going to occur in the workplace. Peter Blair, Ph.D., and Hunter Martindale, Ph.D., conducted a study of active shooter incidents. Their summary of their findings is 2% of the shooters bring improvised explosive devices as an additional weapon. In 10% of the cases, the shooter stops and walks away. In 20% of the cases, the shooter goes mobile, moving to another location. Think Rogers from Santa Barbara. 43% of the time, the crime is over before police arrive. In 57% of the shootings, an officer arrives while shooting is still underway. They found the attacks ended before the police arrived 49% of the time, and 56% of the attacks ongoing when police arrived. Officers had to use force to stop the killing. This is all indicating what happens when police are the ones that have to make this call. So where does this leave you if you're a concealed carry civilian responder? Okay? Where does this leave you? Before we get into this, let's talk about this whole Las Vegas thing. It got me started thinking about this. I'm talking about the husband and wife duo that killed the two Las Vegas police officers. Then they ran to a local Walmart. The husband fired a shot in the air, and a concealed carrier drew a bead on him. And the wife, who also had a gun, saw the concealed carrier and shot him in the back. First things first, I don't know what the training level of this Good Samaritan was. I don't know if he was a guy that went through the class, bought his gun, was just carrying his gun. I don't know. So the first thing we need to take into consideration is that we're going to have to analyze what's going on in front of us. And we're going to have to do it quick. Somebody shooting around into the ceiling may not require you to go guns on him until you do a good survey of the entire scene. In this case, the concealed carry civilian decided to confront the husband, unaware that there was a team of people coming in there. The wife was the layoff person pushing the shopping cart, so she could observe the reactions going on to what her husband was doing. When the good guy made his move, the bad girl made her move and shot him before he could do any good. And this is the reality of such a dynamic, ever-evolving, high-stress situation. This is the way these things unfold. When you enter into this sort of scene with limited intelligence, when you don't know what's going on, the risks are at a 360-degree angle, and they are extreme. So far, what have we figured out about this? One, we don't have much time. When this starts happening, we don't have much time at all. People involved in this, the targets, they need help now. And the law enforcement response is going to be minutes away. Concealed carrier is there now. But the ability to effectively respond is one of these things where it's intangible. You don't really know what that's going to be. One of the fundamental things about carrying a gun is you have to be aware. In this case, when this happens, you have to be aware of the situation. You have to be aware of what's going on behind you, in front of you, both sides. You have to be aware of what's around you that you can get behind. You have to be aware of your ability and your tactical options. And you have to be very aware of what your actions are going to do to the people around you as you start to engage the people in front of you. With good awareness, you'll be able to make some decent decisions in the beginning. And I say in the beginning because this is a very fluid situation. It's going to change in front of you over and over again. So once you make your decision, okay, you're not going to be able to go half in on this, okay? Once you make your decision, depending on how many people you're facing, you're going to have to make the decision to try to eliminate them as fast as you can. That may be easier said than done. There's some other things that may come into play. You may have an opportunity to be a very good witness. You may be able to help direct the first responders to the bad guy. You may be able to keep the bad guy at bay while the first responders are coming in and be able to direct them to them. Just like that guy, where was it? Is it Philadelphia? I think it was Philadelphia in the barbershop. Was it Philadelphia? I can't remember where it was. The other day, a concealed carry stopped a big crime in a barbershop. There is no definitive answer, and you're not going to have a definitive answer. You're not going to find one. This is the issue when you're carrying a gun. Now, these are all the devil's advocates things. Well, let him know that we will get to him after the break. because the break is coming up. If you can. Selection 4. Okay. Put him on hold. We'll go ahead and try to get to him right now. Go ahead. Rob in Indiana, you want to talk about the selection for Kerry? Yes, sir. Hello?
Indiana.
Yes, sir.
Something dropped out, I guess, while I was listening. A carry gun. How about a PX-4 Storm Compact with, you know, the normal magazine capacity, which is, I think, about 14 or 15.
I got no problem with that whatsoever.
It's a little big and a little heavy, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah, well, I've got no problem with that whatsoever. Anything, like, here's the thing. I think a 45 is a fine man stopper. But the problem with the 45 is most of them are single-stack magazines. And in order for me to have any sort of capacity, my back pocket is full of them, and they're jingling.
Right.
So I choose something with a stiffer capacity, like this PX Storm, your PX-4 Storm you're talking about. And I can carry the same amount of ammunition with fewer magazines, and I still have capacity.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll let you go, and I'll listen to more on the air, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your call.
Bye.
Live radio and the phone systems. It's just gripping. We'll finish this when we get back. There is a finish to this. In any event, we'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663. Or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. The end all be all of what I was talking about before when you're going about doing your thing. Remember this: a minimum of 2,082 times a day, regular people use a gun to defend themselves successfully. Some of these people are old ladies. Some of these people are younger ladies. Some of these people are old men. You don't have to be a tactical athlete to persevere in a gunfight. In the gunfights that I'm afraid are coming in the future, because we haven't had a coordinated terrorist attack here in the United States yet, not on the ground, anyway. In what's coming, I fear that it will be a different dynamic. Somehow or other, in the Westgate Mall incident in Kenya, the civilians weren't shooting each other when they drew down on the bad guys. I suspect it will be the same way here. But we have a very good record. You guys do very, very well for yourselves out there. So all that stuff I told you, that was all devil's advocate stuff. Yeah, it was. Anyway, coming from the Today Show, I love how the mainstream media discovers something and say, wait, what's this doing out here available to people? The Today Show discovered Tannerite and one of their national investigative correspondents, Jeff Rosen. He did a little hit piece on the binary target industry. And he focused on Tannerite, even though what was involved was not Tannerite. Now, let me say this categorically. If you're going to use a target that goes splody on you, okay? If you're shooting a target and hitting the target is not enough for you, and you want it to be just obliterated, get behind some cover or be far enough away to where it is not a dangerous thing to do. Now, this is an actual incident that happened. Jennifer Plank Greer of Kokomo, Indiana, was visiting a home in Salina, Ohio, in May of 2012, when she started recording a cell phone video of a man about to fire a rifle at a target in the backyard. Ms. Plank Dash Greer. That's just so awkward to say. Miss Plank Greer was 150 feet away as the man fired at his target, a refrigerator containing just 2 pounds of exploding targets. a product openly for sale at some of the country's biggest stores. The refrigerator exploded, sending shrapnel flying in all directions. A metal fragment struck Plank Greer's right hand, nearly severing it at the wrist. She said in the blink of an eye, it was gone. She said she was unaware the refrigerator contained exploding targets. There's a lot of explanation involved in this, most of it all due to stupidity. The man who fired the shot used four times the recommended maximum amount of target mixture and shot at it from half the safe distance recommended. The half of the target amount. He compounded his error by placing the mixture inside a container and closing it like a refrigerator. A refrigerator with an explosive component in it is a big, gigantic refrigerator-shaped grenade. When it goes splody, you get shrapnel. Now, it's very fortunate that Jennifer Plank-Greer survived the idiocy of her little buddy there. But the incident wasn't the fault of the compound. Plank-Greer admitted that much in her lawsuit when the lawyers dropped Tannerite as a defendant, primarily because the explosive in there was made by the binary explosive was made by a company named H2 Targets. Now, this didn't keep NBC or investigative correspondent Jeff Rosen from asserting that Tannerite was to blame in a shallow guilt by association smear. More from Mr. Rosen. H2 Targets and Tannerite both make exploding targets whose key ingredient is ammonium nitrate, the same substance used in the Oklahoma City bombing that killed 168 people and injured more than 680 others in 1995. And it's also used in IEDs, improvised explosive devices, used against U.S. troops in Afghanistan. In 2013, the FBI issued an intelligence bulletin warning that exploding targets have potential use as explosives in IEDs by criminals and extremists. You know who else relies heavily on ammonium nitrate? Well, let's just say your bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich has a lot to do with that. Every vegetable out there. Ammonium nitrate is a stable, inexpensive, water-soluble, high-nitrogen fertilizer that's used to increase plant growth and increase crop yields. If we didn't have ammonium nitrate, your singular tomato would cost a lot more than it costs right now. Bread would cost more than it does right now. This same substance sits in a container on a shelf in gun shops and big box stores, sometimes for years, without going splody, because it's binary. You can try to set it on fire with a lighter or with a blowtorch. You can smash it with a hammer, and it's not going to go off. You can shoot it with a .22 rifle or a 9mm plus P, and it will not go off. The minimum threshold to consistently detonate a Tannerite target is a full metal jacket moving at a bare minimum of 2,000 feet per second. It needs a minimum of kinetic energy to make it go off. His comment, Rosen's comment about basically holding a bomb in his hands, that's pretty much an outright lie. And his attempt to tie Tannerite to the Oklahoma City bombing is stupid. The igniting charge in the Murrah bomb was composed of 350 pounds of Tovox gel, a prepackaged professional explosive stolen from a rock quarry. That then set off two of the other kinds of explosives in barrels, using nitromethane and a small amount of diesel fuel in addition to ammonium nitrate oxidizer. The bomb used in Murrah was a little more sophisticated than the bomb used in the target that goes exploding. This is what they do. Now, let me tell you something. You can go down. In Vietnam, they used something called foo gas. The foo gas was ingenious. using the same kind of barrels, or any kind of barrel, any kind of closed-in container, you can take gasoline and mix it with dishwashing liquid. Let it mix because it needs to thoroughly mix. And if you can figure out some way to get it to pop in the air, in Vietnam they would have it blown into the air with some sort of very light charge and then dynamite on the side, which would then detonate, and then it would throw a sheet of flame, a veritable curtain of flame all over the place. And if it hit whatever it hit, it stuck to it, like napalm. You can go into any grocery store and go down any soap aisle and build a bomb. You can. You do not have to have heavy pipes, you know, or anything like that. A Tupperware container that can be taped closed will allow pressure to build in a reaction. So, I mean, every time that you're driving your car, you're driving around an explosive component, aren't you? Yeah. As for Mr. Rosen, well, he's just an idiot. And once again, this is some more, some more creative journalism. And I guess we can't be talking about the other stuff, like the other big news, like the other day that Angelina Jolie had her ovaries removed. We got to make something about, we got to have something about guns. We got to have something bad about the gun culture. He set it off with a gun. It's not my fault that that idiot was an idiot. I feel bad for Miss Plank Greer. She didn't know what she was getting into. I feel bad for her. All of that was made possible and popular by FPS Russia. Let's blame him. Coming up next, National Gun Rights Examiner and War on Guns blogger David Kodria on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
The receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds around you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. The place for free talk live, GCN.
With SRNA.